This is a short introduction to my academic paper titled What It Means to Be the Image of God, a Theological and Functional Perspective. This paper explores one of the most foundational and most misunderstood doctrines of biblical anthropology, the Imago Dei. Drawing from scripture, ancient Near Eastern backgrounds, Second Temple thought, and modern theological reflection, I argue that being made in the image of God is not merely about what we are, it's also about what we're called to do. Genesis 1 verses 26 and 28 introduces the Imago Dei using two key Hebrew terms, tselem, image, and demut, likeness. I show how these terms reflect both ontological identity and vocational function. We are not only like God in our rationality, morality, and relationality, we are made as his image, called to represent his rule and character on the earth. I explore the grammatical nuance of the Hebrew preposition be, proposing that as our image may be a more faithful rendering than the traditional in our image, emphasizing our active role as God's representatives. Paper also compares the biblical doctrine to ancient Near Eastern views where only kings bore the divine image. In contrast, Genesis democratizes dignity. All humans are royal priests, reflecting the glory of God in community, creation care, and covenant relationships. I then trace this image through its distortion at the fall, its restoration in Christ, and its eschatological fulfillment in the new creation. I explore how Christ is the perfect image of God, Colossians 1 verse 15, and how believers are being conformed to his likeness through sanctification and mission. Finally, I expand the discussion into contemporary territory. I explore how the Imago Dei informs our view of artificial intelligence, extraterrestrial life, and other potential imagers in God's cosmic design. I ask, if humans are image bearers, could there be others beyond Earth who share this calling? And if so, how should that shape our humility, theology, and mission? If you've ever wondered what it really means to bear God's image, how that truth shapes your identity, your purpose, and your destiny, this paper brings clarity to a concept that spans Genesis to Revelation and reaches from Eden to the ends of the cosmos. This is not an introductory overview, though a separate, concise, and condensed popular-level companion paper and audio version are available for download. I find these can be helpful, almost like an extension of the abstract found in the academic paper. Instead, this paper presents a structured proposal grounded in historical theology, biblical data, and analytic philosophy. If you're ready to think deeply about this subject, I invite you to download the full written version and explore the model in depth. Remember these wise words I once took to heart when studying scripture. If it's weird, it's important. What you know may not be so. Enjoy.